What's up, Ashley here. Here in Confessions of Millennial Males, two African-American mothers join forces to discuss a numerous amount of topics each episode. This episode is nothing short of different, except our emotions and our tone will be. We're hurt, we're frustrated, we just want injustice to stop. We want peace, we want equality. Literally, we just want to be equal and treated as such. So, you will hear a lot of those grievances and gripes be expressed. We ask two things of you while you listen. Anything that you hear that may lack correctness, charge it to our minds and at our hearts. As we had to gather a lot of information to bring this episode, more than usual. And secondly, let's have a moment of reflection before we go into this episode to give us all a clear mind and remember what all of this fighting is for. So close your eyes. And I'll chant a few of the lives that were lost due to these brutalities and inequalities. James Sirlak, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Shonda Reed, Ahmaud Arbery, and many more. May they rest in peace. May you be at peace in your mind for knowing what you're doing is right, and enjoy the episode, and we love you guys.
Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of Millennial MILFs. It's Tiffany.
Welcome back.
And Ashley. What's been going on?
Other than the fact that I'm dehydrating, I went outside for 45 minutes today and now my nostril won't stop from running. And my job is trying to consume my life. I'm fine. Yeah, that's like really it. My diet, so y'all, I signed up for the 30-day challenge. I don't know if you see it on Instagram. The no gym. Damn, I forgot. But the challenge, the 30-day challenge, I paid for that shit. And it starts next week, and I'm really excited.
Okay.
So excited. Do I have any of my equipment? No. But Amazon Prime is going to hold me down like they always do.
They better.
Because if not, I'm going to be a little screwed for the first couple workouts. But
girl, you better use it in your cabinets, cans and stuff. That's what I did. I did a little 14-day challenge, and I used string bean cans.
I think I might have to do it anyway, though, because, you know, it's quarantine. Everybody wants to fucking lose weight in quarantine, so weights are sold out everywhere. And I just refuse to drive to the West End to go to the Dollar General, you know? that's the only place that I know they're at, that it ain't charging them crazy. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. And school's going great. I'm learning a lot of shit.
That's good.
So yes, what has been going on?
I can't lie, this week has been kind of rough for me. With everything going on, I don't know how to feel. Like, I've been trying to, not be on social media or not watch the news, but it's kind of like impossible because you want to know what's going on and, you know, any new updates or, you know. But
right,
I'm fucking struggling.
I think, so you know how I be when I come to work. I'm coming to work virtually and physically. So when I logged on in the morning, I don't know. Like, I don't know why I was such in a funk. So I know my coworker was like, let's not test her because she's like, I don't know how she's going to respond. What the fuck? She's been a little short, you know, but like, I'm not mad at my coworkers because majority of them are biracial, but it's like a good mix. But I just got no patience right now. Like you said, it's just, it puts you in a funk. And then for me, I'm 15, 20 minutes from downtown. So when it got super crazy here, and they decided to bring out the National Guard, I could hear it. So, you know, I fall asleep, so I hit the bed. If I had a nap, I'm out. So Eric, Kyle could be running around with no clothes on, be asleep. I'm sorry. Like, he has a dad. So between his daddy, his auntie, he's going to be okay. But I think I had fell asleep early. Everybody was in the bed. I think Dre and Ross watching the movie, and Kyle was asleep, though. And they had dropped, like, a tear gas bomb or something, but I could hear it. That shit, I was dead asleep. I was like,
what is going on?
Because I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to leave the window open when I sleep so I can breathe better, which sounds crazy, but it kind of, like, just gets my room flow going because it gets stuffy here. And I like to have a blood flow. So I was like, what the fuck is that? Because it sounded like it was in my damn backyard. And he was he got on social media and Facebook. It was up there. That's what they was doing. Girl, I couldn't go back to sleep. I was not right. Because I don't got time for the Tonka truck to be coming around this little circle out here. Because I ain't going to be right.
Not the Tonka truck. Oh, my God.
Because that's what it looked like.
My coworkers have been a little strange this week. So the majority of my coworkers are Caucasian. All except two, to be exact. And so me and one of the other black guys, we are in a group chat with two of our Caucasian coworkers. And like, we talk all day, every day, like talking shit about the people who sent us cases, like all day, every day, just about shit, just anything. They have not said one word in the group chat all week. Not a good morning, not a hey, not a thinking about you, nothing.
Let's see, that's just weird. It's one thing if we don't talk.
But like, if we talk every day, even if you don't want to bring up the shit that's going on, say good morning, like act normal shit. Because the fact that it got me questioning, like, how did you feel about me all the time?
Right. That's true.
And so, you know, I've been working with them for, you know, a little over a year. But the black guy, he's been working with these people for the last 7 years. So he is really in his feelings and does not know how to feel, you know? Like, he is really struggling. And I just feel bad for him because I know how I feel, and I've only known these people a year. You know, he's been to their weddings, baby showers, and like nothing.
Yeah, you don't got nothing to say. Who was I talking to about this? I was talking to Raya, I think, and I was just like, you know, asking her how her coworkers are. Her office setting. Well, we are an office. It's pretty diverse, and she was just like, of course, you know, the African-American leaders did that. And then they said a little piece, and it was something real vague. Similar to what you were telling me his friend's boss did. Something similar to that. And then everybody else is pretty much, they haven't said nothing, but they're continuing business as usual. They're not treating anybody different. Like, if you're not going to say anything, just be regular.
Hello.
You're not saying nothing. You not saying nothing, it's fine. Because sometimes you don't know what to say. I really don't say nothing and I have to bust your lip. But then you not saying nothing and you being weird, that's when I'm like, okay, so what's really up? That's when it becomes a little weird. Some people, if you're not like I guess what we call them, down, I don't need you saying shit. Because even the down ones can get knocked in the mouth. Because right now, it just ain't nobody say. But if you're just saying anything, you're not saying nothing. You're not even really talking to me from where. It's just weird. Like, yes, just imagine how uncomfortable it is for us. So please don't get on your little moment like you just so uncomfortable you don't know what to say. Okay, that's fine. I'd rather you not say nothing and just treat me like a person that I am. We got the same damn blood. You don't have to be a
in the same fucking job. Like, keep it at that level. Keep it at a work level. Like, if we talk every day, keep it as that. Like, it's as
nothing
simple
should
as
change,
that.
Especially if you don't feel you don't have the same feelings or ideals as what people who we're upset with have. Then be regular. you just because y'all share that skin color doesn't make you the, you know, you're a target. You exactly. become a target when you do shit like that. But you be weird. But
yeah. We kind of got ahead of ourselves. We didn't really like say what we were talking about. I mean, I guess people who, you know what's going on know that, you know, George Floyd was murdered in the street by a cop. But, you know, we're kind of just talking about how things have been with us as far as our coworkers since that and everything that has transpired since then. So, you know, the riots, the protesting,
yep.
things of that nature.
You know, on our show, we're always super honest and very transparent with everything, how we feel. And with us both being mothers, let alone African American mothers, with our African American babies, it is, we don't usually talk about political stuff. I mean, like, outside of us cracking our little jokes, but we don't really talk about that here. But I think it is something to discuss because we have sons and daughters. And as we've seen outside of George Floyd, it affects all, it affects both genders in an African-American yes. race. So it is a necessary topic to talk about because from our point of view, as far as, for one, how we feel, because I think it's very beneficial for us to get that off our chest because it is a lot to unload for everybody. So to just sit around and be angry, to try to alleviate some of that anger, it's just, even if you're talking to it with someone that looks just like you, y'all are still having a dialogue
having
about it.
Having open dialogue about it.
But, yeah, like, that helps. Like, but also for parents who have young kids like we do, and just kids in general, what are you guys doing to explain this to your babies? Or what are you guys doing to make it so it's not, so they understand? It's very hard to talk to a toddler about literally anything that's so harsh. But
Carmen came in my room on Saturday and asked me, Mommy, what's a protest?
Yeah. You know, like, it's necessary. So this episode is very necessary.
I had to, like, you know, stop. I had to do a little rave. That's so Raven, 30-second little thing. Like, wait a minute, what do I say to a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, what is a protest? Yeah. You know, it was like, you know, basically when people feel like, you know, things aren't going the way that they would like to, they get with mm-hmm. other people who feel the same way, and they do things about it. They say things, they walk, they, you know, hold gatherings and, you know, put up signs,
right.
But they do what they feel like they have to do to, you know, see the change that they want to see. And so she kind of looked at me and I was like, oh hell, what's coming next? And she was like, oh, okay. So I'm curious to see where this conversation with her leads over the next few weeks, because, like, you know, clearly she's getting little glimpses and pieces yeah. of the news. And so I know that these questions are kind of shit. When Kobe died, we had a whole conversation about that. So, like, I know that she's hearing yeah. things and, you know, kind of understanding and formulating her own thoughts about things. And so, you know, I'm excited but nervous about the questions that are to come.
Of course. Like, girl, I'm having a little bit. I'm going to tell you that. So if you live under a rock, which you can't, it's no way you don't know about what's going on. So I know if you're feeling like we're talking in circles, we're really talking about George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, if I'm saying his name correctly, forgive me if I'm not, Sean Reed, and a few other people, as literally since we developed this episode, more have been added to the list.
The two college students in Atlanta, they weren't killed, but shit.
You know, they were harassed and abused in a sense. The transgender woman that was beat up by her own, but we're not going to go there because it's Pride Month, so that's another topic for another day, but it's still going to be talked about today. The young boy that was killed by the white guy in Nebraska, I believe. And the guy was ended up later being found out that he was a supremacist, and that's like something that the group he's in does. So yeah, it was all on Snapchat video. Yeah, it's like been a crazy week. So we're going to go into those topics. We're going to talk about how the riots have been, the peaceful ones, the calm ones, the looting. Okay, real quick, I'll talk about the loot. Yes, and Tiffany's conspiracies about this stuff. Well, some of the stuff I've been seeing too, so they'll get to that. And we're going to get into some parenting stuff with these topics. How we are planning on, and just some ideas we think y'all should get to bring it in with y'all kids as well. There's some stuff I've been seeing and she's been seeing. So to start it off, kind of a downer, but George Floyd. So if anyone hasn't really seen the video, you literally can type in the hashtag and watch a clip if you want to get some clarity, but get your own point of view. I don't really want to go into detail, but yes, of him being murdered.
Yeah, a cop sat on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
Yes, so that is that. So it has caused, like, we're literally over this shit because between Sean Reed and Ahmaud, which was like days apart, Breonna was right before them. It's just been one thing after another. And if you're a millennial, you've grown up with Trayvon Martin, or, you know,
Mike Philando. Brown, Philando Castile.
You've seen all of it.
The list goes on.
I think it's 468 total, 438, something like that.
Those are the ones that we know about that got media coverage.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these are the ones that have been accounted for, and not the ones that somehow were covered up. So, it's sad. So, this once George Floyd has happened, it's literally turned our world, our nation, and literally our world. And it's crazy because we are in a state right now where not all, but the good amount with our president we have, they feel very comfortable to do things and more entitled to do these things because of the leadership of our country. But it was very profound to see this week how not only America responded, but the world, Paris, Germany, France, you know, how they, I mean, yes, African Americans are there as well, but this is not their government. But those are still people of their color that are there, of our color, that live in these areas. And those areas, honestly, are more together than we are as far as on a unified front.
Yeah. Just,
you can be Black and walk into a coffee shop in Paris, and it's like, I'm still going to be like, bonjour. Like, I'm not going to be looking at you crazy. So, here,
it's crazy. We are more accepted in other parts of the country than we are in our own.
And that was shown this week, for sure, with these riots and whatnot, so, and these protests. But this week, a lot of the uproar has been just, you know, we're over the shit, but also we are tired of these cops, these Caucasian individuals who respond in these acts of violence, getting off. So this week was great.
Because if you look at it, Those four cops from that incident, well, you know, they were all fired, but the charges were just pressed against the other three. Look at the incident look at the incident in Atlanta with those two college students. There were 5 Black cops and 1 Black cop. They've already been charged.
That
just happened two
and
days
that
ago.
Me off.
So
that
you're gonna even in your own class, like, you, you're the underdog. Like, the white police officers get off quicker than the Black. We are tired.
The Asian guy. So if you see the George Floyd video, the Asian cop, which is the one that's, he's not on him, but he's standing right
there.
He's
the one standing there.
Yes. He was on the run. So that's what added to the time. How, and you know, he's an official, so I'm sure he knows the ins and outs, what he thought he did. The ins and outs of being on the run. So that's what played a part in their arrest. That was announced today. You know, they weren't going to announce that beforehand because they would have showed how lax they've been being. But that was because, you know, we're all upset, like you said, because we're thinking, y'all dragging our fucking feet. Y'all, they should all have been, you know, got in one swoop. No, they couldn't get the rest in one damn swoop because they couldn't find one. So versus them, you know, just coming out and saying, we have these two so-and-sos on the run, or he's avoiding authorities, they just kind of like, we're going to do it, you know, So yeah, that's what happened. I thought that's it.
But if you went to work tomorrow and you killed somebody, would you be able to go home while they did their investigation, or would they take your ass downtown right then and there?
Thank you.
There will be no time for you to go home to hide or get away.
I be having to read and get these, like, you know, these people in the higher ups in order because I be getting it wrong. But I was reading somewhere, social studies is not my thing. I was reading them somewhere that...
Yeah, we report the news to the best of our ability. Please check any information that we provide, okay?
Because I ain't even going to tell you.
We are trying to give accurate information to our communities, but, you know, with our emotions, sometimes we can't get things mixed up. So just anything here, just fact check it, okay? We promise the information that they do, like... 45 given, but just fact check it, because, you know, like, the percentage might be all. Just fact check. Just so do your own research.
Because, you know, when I was telling Rob this story, right, he's like, who is what? I'm like, you just follow me, okay? Don't worry about the people I'm talking about. Just get the information.
The names don't matter.
I don't know if it's a DA or prosecutor. I don't know if they're even the same. Like, just let me tell what happened, okay? So I was reading somewhere where Minnesota's police department is getting charged, like they're getting wrote up or charged or something like that. But like this mayor, he Caucasian, he looked like he's from Privileged Life, but he ain't playing no games, okay?
Listen,
he's going to court.
He ain't got a bit of sleep since this shit happened. He has aged over the last 8 days tremendously.
He played no gas. I said, okay. All their schools there have been letting the cops go. Like, they ain't playing no games, okay? Honey.
Zero. And I'm here for it. Like, oh, we need change. We need them now.
I'm a little irritated that it took this long, but I am happy that the Breonna Taylor case is getting looked at.
Yeah,
it took for this to happen, for them to go reopen the case, but they are, so I'm happy about that. Now I'm a little irritated because I was watching today with Sean Reed, and the cops tried to allude that he had a gun. Like, we all were watching that Facebook video of that sketchy ass man running, trying to hold up his pants. How he can hold the phone and his pants and a gun? Like, come on now, he not pussy. So that pissed me off. But his team came out and confirmed, like, that's a lie. That's just what they thought. And it's wrong. That's not what happened. We have accounts. And they argue. Like, I'm proud and I'm kind of irritated that we had to literally do the fucking most for us to get these minor but big developments as far as, like, charges, cases being reopened, more information being revealed. But, I mean, justice is justice. But it's just ridiculous that we gotta do the fucking most to get it.
I mean, yeah, judges have impressed. We now have to see who the jury is. Like, because it don't matter if the jury believes that what they did wasn't fucking wrong. The charges don't mean shit at that point.
I swear to God, I mean, you know, this sounds bad, but it's the truth. I swear, for all these cases, it better not be a bunch of Susies and Bethanys up in there. And if that's the case, they better be some Black Nick Love and Susies and Bethany's, because that means they already swayed. But then they sometimes can't even trust them, you know? So you can't. So to be honest, they actually were just. Sure. I don't know. But I'm just, you know, I'm just happy.
Just praying for things. That. God, take the good and hope that next step is even better.
Yes, you know, I was a little perturbed, but I'm happy. You know, I am happy. I was a little stressed out, and it was breaking my sleep, scaring me half of them with these tear gas balls that it was dropping and the talking stuff that I just knew was going to come this way. But because that, I didn't want to have to explain to Kyle, because that would have been no good. But he wouldn't understand the thing, wouldn't have got what I was talking about. He'd be so concerned for me, it wouldn't matter. So, but did you see about the boy that I think that happened, it didn't happen today. I think he was killed like 2 days ago.
Where?
I think it was Nebraska. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. I had him on my phone, but I don't want to find him. But hold on. I think his name is Joshua, Josiah.
Imagine about that.
I'm gonna tell you about that. It was on Snapchat. And then the black male. Is this it? Black protester. Hear it, girl. I be getting these names all the fuck wrong. His name is James. Anyway. Yo, journalism is not my thing. Like, it's just in there. I apologize. Like, it's not my thing, y'all. Like, I'm doing the story, but I can never. It's not my thing. Like, I'm sorry. I knew the story. I just couldn't remember his name. Sorry. But please not eat me up. So, his name was James Sirlock. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But he was 22 years old, and he was fatally shot outside of Omaha Bar, Nebraska. So I did get the location right. So, I saw the video. So, people, you know, if have you been seeing like little cartoon ass, I freaking love. I don't know how to do it. Well, I do know how to do it, but I'm not paying for it, doing it right now. But they've been making for like the people to remember them and to kind of protest. So people were posting they were posting his full name, like his first, last, and middle. So that's why I really couldn't read his first name. But I had clicked on it, and it tells you what happened. So, and then depending on who posted it, people are posting the actual Snapchat video that shows everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was with his friend. He was like, you know, having a guy sign out at the bar. But it was in a location where they didn't have a curfew or whatever. But that particular bar had protests going on in front of it already. Like, I don't know if they were moving or that's where they were like stationed, but it was already there. So what I was gathering from the articles I've read about it is that it was a mixed type bar. So like it was a white bar, or black, like it was, that's anybody really would go in there. But right. They got into an argument inside and it traveled to the front. I don't know if the man, it's still no excuse, but I don't know if him seeing the protest and hearing it just kind of added fuel to the fire. But you can hear the friend trying to talk the boy down, trying to talk, what's his name, James down. So, like, he's like, you know how guys be, man, ain't even worth it, man, ain't even worth it, man. But the guy, I'm assuming, is saying some things, it's like, I'm just gonna let that slide. So they're going back and forth. They're walking away, but they're still talking to each other. And the friend is kind of, he's at a distance, like they're on the ground and the friend is kind of like on a ramp, is it like a service lamp for the bar? Because he was up at an incline and he's like leaning over the rail talking to him. The next thing you know, I don't know if the argument was over or what, but they were distanced from each other. All you hear was pop, 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 and everyone starts running. His cat, he's like, yo, he just killed, I just recorded him getting killed. Like, that's all, he is even in disbelief that he just saw it, but not only that, it's his friend. So, of course he posted it, and once they, you know, confirmed that he was dead, and then they were able to do research on the guy. He's like a supremacist, he's to the point where he's been to places with Trump, like rallies and shit, wearing his white supremacist clothing, like all of that.
So why was he outside the protest?
So they are also doing research, and it's alleged that the group that he's a part of, when things like this transpire, they're assigned people to show up and kill. So that's what the research and the investigation is going into now. But then you have to think, this happened in Nebraska. No shade, but this happened in Nebraska. So this case hasn't really been talking about, because I'm not mistaken. Hold on. Let me keep. He was a former Marine. Okay, yeah. So like I thought, I could hear it, but I couldn't. I'm going to put this article in here. It's from Complex Magazine. They actually have a lot of stuff, and they have photos from people who went to the scene afterwards. But like I could hear, but you couldn't. The shooter was yelling racial slurs. So that's how the argument kept escalating before he fired. And they had a visual for him. That's when you're a boy. I don't think this article isn't the one I saw, but it was another article where it went into detail about his charges and stuff. Cause I could have sworn, but don't quote me on this, that I was reading somewhere when trying to like get stuff for this show, for this episode, that he got off for like self-defense or whatever, but I gotta do some research on that. So don't quote me on that. I'll come back to y'all next episode that one. But journalist Ash on the case. But but yeah, so that was one of the cases in the case that came out today about the girl. The transgender girl that was beat up by her own people. Like, what's up with that? Y'all can't even fucking act right. We out here protesting.
Right, like, you're supposed y'all black to be protesting for Black Lives Matter, but that black life don't matter?
Because she transgender? And you think you fucking slick because it's Pride Month. And I'm about to find all y'all mamas and make sure I pick the switch for every single one of y'all with your black asses. Piss me off.
It made me upset. Like, really, all that we got going on and that's what y'all focused on, for real?
You, not to say it's
like for real,
but you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. But of all times, though.
Of all times.
The fuck?
Like, you were out opposing protesting for Black Lives Matter to beat up black person. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you make us look bad. Shit like that makes us look bad.
Yes, she's okay. You know, she has bruises and swelling, but why does she have to endure that anyway? It was literally like, you couldn't even count. It was just that many of them on her. Yes, it was 20 to 30.
It was ridiculous.
To see her holding on to the wall, just trying to keep herself, like, come on. How dare you? We over here trying to fight for our own.
But did you hear it in the video? All y'all still knock me out.
You said what?
At the end of the video, when she's back behind the counter, she said something like, all y'all, you still ain't knocked me out.
I mean, hell. Girl, I didn't know the argument. Well, yeah, the argument turned fight started from a damn car, fender bender. No, that right. That's why they were stopped and debating from a fender fucking bender. Yeah. That's the topic for a whole other time, for real. The fact that we be getting so hot and bothered in these cars, but then we be fucking doing the best. So we're not doing it. But yeah. So as you can see, we're a little annoyed with our people, but we're also annoyed with the shit that's going on in the world. But our people aren't, you know, we ain't cutting no corners on y'all ass either.
We're just fucking annoyed, okay? Like,
we're just annoyed. We're already quarantined. Richard has a fucking curfew, so you should see me trying to get snacks and shit when I get off work, looking like a goddamn Tasmanian devil on the road. Even though it's been for 3 days, but still. The longest 3 days ever. This has actually felt longer than quarantine.
Listen.
I'm like, oh, fucking looters. Speaking of, so we can talk about the riot. So, because we're talking about the curfew. So let me tell y'all. Tiffany's lucky because she's in Petersburg. Her people have to
say,
black old Petersburg.
They did their little peaceful protest and they took their asses home because they know Petersburg is black owned and these motherfuckers ain't playing with their asses. You better peacefully protest and KO ass home. Don't fuck up no shit here. This is a nice little black owned town in Virginia. Let them stay.
Hey, leave Petersburg. You know, she got lucky. Me, no.
Hallelujah. So,
I was here in a portion of the World War II. So I was at the Battle of Richmond. So it was, so I went out Friday night. Did I go out Saturday night? I went out Saturday night. Well, not out, but I think Friday is when they had started. It wasn't Saturday. No, it was Friday. But it was like, we had seen on social media and Facebook and stuff, but it was really, really deep. You know, real chill. I go out Saturday. I just happen to get on social media to check, like, you know, just look scrolling. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm about approximately how many miles from that? All right, let's wrap this up. I've been drinking too. No. Because it was okay when I saw y'all, like, marching and stuff. And, you know, doing y'all, saying y'all chants, you know. You stand girl, within what you believe. Now? When I saw things getting lit up and blocked up, and I didn't know if you knew what car you was burning, I just wanted to get out and get away. So and then one of my friends that was there lived downtown. So I'm like, okay, sis, you gotta go. Because I don't know what direction they're going, But the last thing I need is you to be drunk, and then you be drunk, and they come in your way, and you start freaking out. I don't got time for that. You know, then they arrest you because you have a damn panic attack on the side of the road. Like, you can just go left out. So, but besides the humor in that, the riots, there were places where it was, like you said, in Petersburg, it was very peaceful. You got your point across. I mean, you got your point across, too, when you start burning shit and, you know, throwing shit at people. But my question to you is, if you would have to attend one, which one would you have attended? Would it have been the peaceful one, or would it have been the aggressive one? And which one do you think are more effective? Do you think they both are, or do you think they have, like, their, you know, their pros and cons as far as effectiveness?
I feel like they're both effective. I mean, because you know how we feel. In situations like this, there are people who are angry, rightfully so.
Correct.
Technically, all of us are angry, but people express their anger in different ways. Correct. And so some people are able to articulate their anger, and then others just know to fuck shit up.
Which is true.
I'm more of an articulator, or I get quiet. Okay. I do fuck shit up sometimes, but that's a different story. In this situation, I would most likely attend a peaceful protest. I mean, you can never really say how it's going to turn out once you get there. Yeah. But yeah, I would have been at the ones in Petersburg and not the ones in Richmond. Or if I was at the ones in Richmond, it would be during the daytime. And
once they got dark,
I'm
not last night, I gotta go. But
so y'all have. I support the cause, but I got kids who need me to come home. Like,
yeah, because the last thing, and I'm not condemning them, because I feel like a lot of people was doing too much and legitimately telling them, like, y'all are wrong. You cannot condemn anybody for how they respond to a situation, how they feel.
Right.
You're entitled to feel how you want to feel and how you would respond. I probably would attend either, for real. But like you said, if I'm at the aggressive one and it's just getting out of hand, because we're just not, it's one thing for your emotions to get the best of you, and you can acknowledge that. It's another thing for them to get the best of you, and you're just not trying to control them. Right. With every action, there's a reaction, and you have to be mindful of that with anything you do. You can be angry all day long, but you still have to be mindful of that.
Right.
So, it's crazy because they did so much and said so much about, you know, the Black people out there protesting and listening. And how we were just doing the most, burning shit up, breaking shit. And it ended up being the white people. Okay. The down white folk that was out there. We actually were the peaceful ones, but we just got caught up in the riffraff. So, yeah.
Here's where one of my conspiracies come in. And this is not just a buy for the Richmond area. This is every city across America who has experienced break-ins in the buildings and such of nature. Are you ready for?
Yeah.
Okay. So, COVID-19 happened.
Right.
And business shut down.
That's true.
Every business get a bailout. And the one who did, it was not enough. Some of these saw this protest as a perfect opportunity to fuck their businesses up to get a fucking insurance check.
That's a true point. I didn't even think of that. I thought of it, but I thought of it in the response.
If your business is messed up, you get your whole business, your whole inventory covered, your whole, like, they got in, like, that's they're in true. A better position now than they ever were, probably. So,
I never thought, when I thought of the whole insurance thing, I was thinking of, like, my frustration came from, yes, protest, be angry, you know, you're going to have to do a little funding, let people get what you don't, get why you feel the way you feel. I'm all for that, because I'm like, you know, you're more peaceful. I do understand that. Sometimes I got to throw some shit at you for you to get it. You just have to do it. I'm not going to try to hit you. I'm going to just throw it past your head.
So I'm going to try to hit you.
You know, I don't want you to say I hit you, and then you can be trying to protest me. Like, I don't got time for that. But I do want you to understand I'm pissed with you, cop. So when I pick up my soda and I throw it past you, can't do anything because I didn't hit you, but I threw it though.
Yeah, so that's what I think. I saw some of the writers and the looters, you know, just fuck the shit up. But some of this shit was planned, and those business owners had people go in and fuck they shit up so they get these insurance checks. And can't nobody tell me that that ain't the truth.
I can see that. I'm a little irritated. I can see that. I was a little irritated with the looters as far as for us Black business owners. That, you know, it's hard for, y'all ignore my nose. Nothing's wrong with me. I have fucking eyes. Anyway, went outside. I should have said no. Didn't even go outside to really do shit. Just went outside. It kind of irritated me because Black business owners are the hardest, small businesses for sure. It's very hard for us to get loans. Once we get a loan, it's very hard for us to find a space because all this ties into racism. We are known to not know how to take care of our shit and not to follow rules. So typically, these building owners, predominantly white, do not want to rent to us. They typically don't want to rent to us African Americans for the simple fact, you know, we're going to damage it. We're going to not pay our rent, whatever. We're a liability. It's sad to say, but it's just like getting your car insurance and you have a red vehicle and it's a sports car. Your premium is going to be higher. So to get a building, get it in a downtown prime area, like, for example, downtown Richmond, Buckhead, Atlanta, things like that. And to wake up and your storefront is completely gone. Not only is wake up and your storefront is completely gone, but you took the precautions to label it as Black owned. Put your signs up, board your windows, whatever. Some people in Richmond were even hiring security. To do all of those things and you still wake up, especially even worse if you're a company that gives back to your city, whether it's Richmond, Atlanta, wherever you're from, to wake up and your business is gone, unacceptable. That's where.
And you can't tell me that Black people fucked up the DTLR in Richmond.
I just can't.
You can't tell me that it was Black people who did that. Because first of all, that area, there's not another one that's anywhere close. So those people rely on that one.
You know, and I get irritated because with that whole, you know, ordeal, outside of us just already having a gut punch as it is to get there. But to get online and to see us and Target stealing shit, what is that proving? What you stealing that confidence at out of Target that you can't afford when it ain't a protest? What the fuck are you getting it for now? Who are you protesting? Martha Stewart? Because you're about to sleep on the shit, so you don't get that much of a damn. Like, where are you getting with that? What the fuck? Like, that is not a protest. That is being a
thing. I get there in every situation. You know, it's just sad that they took this opportunity to do some shit like that and just take away from what the real issue is. Like, if you're gonna set shit on fire, okay, but why are you stealing shit? Like
literally the best thing that I heard today was the monuments getting removed. Like, that is like what came out of them becoming so destructive and looting was they're removing the Confederate monuments and stuff from downtown Richmond. And that should have been gone. That was there in the first place.
But they're not even removing it because of what it symbolizes. They're removing it because the white people are mad that it keeps getting vandalized. Mm-hmm. That's why it's being removed. Mm-hmm. And it ain't being removed. It's going to be put in a fucking museum or something somewhere. They said, I saw on the news the other day, one of the other statues that was removed from Richmond like a couple years ago is somewhere up in Northern Virginia now. So they just move them where to another location.
It's just like, you know.
No, they need to be in a fucking museum in history. Let it fucking say in history. We don't need this shit every day. If we go to a museum, we want to tour about history, then we fucking learn about it. But we don't need to be riding down the street and have to be reminded of this shit every goddamn day.
I was just, you know, taken back and frustrated with
how, you know, that was something that bothered me. I'm all about us protesting, but that did irritate me. I am all for, you know, burning some shit down. Sad to say, but I am. But not when you going up into my homeboy's studio and throwing shit in it. Or when you go into my homegirl's beauty salon that's just downtown and throwing your fucking lit can blow up in there. Like, that ain't cool. Or people in LA that vandalize my favorite boutique. Okay? She's black. Okay? Little said about that. But, you know, like, and it kind of pissed me off because, yes, those people have insurance. But if you're not a big enough business owner, you, like you just said, you have to go through things to try to get that money back. I've known people that have had insurance claims on their homes and real fires and shit has happened and they have not gotten that shit back. And they really was out of, like, not to what they needed anyway. And that is the same with the business. So when people get upset and they gripe, these business owners who are with an all right, just like you with an all right, to have a fucking attitude about what's going on, they're within all rights to have an attitude because they're supporting what's going on, trying to protest with you. That's why they're not fucking in there outside of COVID too, but they're not in there because they're outside with y'all asses and that's what y'all do. Like, I just think it's stupid. And I feel like if you're a protester, you'd be mad, you're enraged, but please do your research. Kyla's goddad posted something and it made sense. Like, yo, I'm asking people, little kids, what does 12 mean? You don't even know. But you out here yelling at the top of your fucking lungs. I can't tell you what to believe in or tell you, you know, how to protest, what to protest about. But damn, please come out here with a fucking brain up between your skulls. Do your research. If you were doing your research in the first place, you would know, I'm going down Broad Street, that store is black owned, so why would I burn it down if I'm in here to support blacks? That's all I'm saying. Not to say, you know, white people gotta get burned up, but this is, of course, this is about y'all. Sorry, I'm just saying y'all kind of casualty. But, you know, the bakery, the shit that I be liking, y'all casualty. So, but.
Yeah, but like the black bakery and carry down either because they do a few cupcakes. They mess with them.
You know, crazy thing? Did they go to Carrot? No, maybe they didn't go to Carrot. I don't know. But, I don't think they did that because I wouldn't start on Instagram. Or the news. But yeah, so that really blew me. But speaking of this protest, what I did see, which I thought was super dope, I don't think I saw it here. I think I did, like, the first day, maybe the second day. I said, parents was like, meh. People bringing their children. And so it got me to thinking about back in the day where, or even now, but, like, the parent, but the children or the grandchildren of these civil rights leaders that we've heard of, or we've read about, maybe not the primary leader, but associated leader to the Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, how they know things from their prolific grandmother, father, whomever's passed because they were there. Right. So, as we all have agreed over this week and what's going on, it's going to go down in history, and our children are going to read about it. So I think it's very nice to see these parents taking their kids. And it looked crazy because we got to be masked out there. That's the crazy part because of the COVID. But, you know, it's just really prolific and dope to see a black man, I think, with his black son, masked, holding up your sign, and just experiencing that moment.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. One of the biggest reasons is that black men are stereotypically not the best fathers, and it's not true. You can be white and be a damn deadbeat. You can be Mexican and be a deadbeat. But anyway, that's a prolific thing to see in itself. But a lot of people was kind of going in on social media. I was seeing like literally a line down the middle of how people felt about people bringing their children. Like, of course, don't bring the fucking infant out there. Like, they're not going to get what's going on. If anything, you're going to deafen the baby trying to take them out there on the notice. But, like, that's just shit. But, that's dumb. But your toddlers, if they're like a beyond their years, I mean that's still kind of crazy too. Like, I don't think I would do that, but your younger children to school age and up, totally with it.
Yeah.
A lot of people were saying don't if you know that the protests have been possibly aggressive.
Right. So if I'm maybe like
It just depends on child's age and, you know, maturity. So, like, you know, Carmen is smart as hell. So I feel like at like 7 or 8, I would definitely take her out because I know she would have questions. And I feel like being around those other people, not only was she able to hear and learn things from me, but, you know, people have conversations where they're out there and she learn things. Because you never know what can happen. But during the daytime, absolutely.
Okay. I was kind of on the same boat. I felt like the people when they were going in on the parents were having their input out there. Like, that's like, that makes no sense. Like, I mean, you can't control it if you don't got a babysitter, but I mean, I can see it from both sides, but I personally would not. But what got me thinking about that was the photos I've been seeing. And then I'm like, we're mothers, so we can't forget to talk about the babies of the men and women that we are even protesting for. So amongst all of this anguish and grief, there have been videos and interviews with these children. And Philando's daughter's video leaked this week. The video is, the setting of the video is no bueno, but because the video is the, I think from there in the, well, gotta be, they're in the police car after he's been shot. Well, they don't know. Yeah, they don't, I don't think, well, she doesn't know. She doesn't know, I think she's, well, does she know? She heard it, but she doesn't know he's dead. So neither the girlfriend or the daughter. So the video has been getting a lot of airway this past week, again, because for one, to just bring light, but to really kind of emphasize how the mindsets of our kids now and the kids in the future is going to be. The little girl is basically in the video consoling the girlfriend because she don't know. She heard it, but she don't know what's been the aftermath of what she's heard. So the baby's just like, don't cry. And she's 4. Don't cry, you know, stop cussing. You don't want them to come shoot you. Like, what you were saying?
Just said that as a 4-year-old, she understood that. Like, that is not okay. Mm-mm. That is not okay.
Like, it's sad that our kids are privy to so much now, like whether they're seeing it on social media, they're hearing us, she's in grown up talk, or they're seeing it physically.
And not just that, like back to that incident, that police officer shot into that car with that little girl in the back seat. That should not have been okay.
When he was grabbing for what, his wallet, right?
Yeah.
It was a wallet.
He announced it, that's what he was doing.
That video is very heartbreaking, but it's just so, it kind of brings you back to what we're doing all this for, like outside of the anger and what we need to stop. But essentially, it's just so our children, our children's children, us, for the remainder of our time here on this planet, don't gotta deal with that shit and gotta be safe. We can wake up and let our kids go to the convenience store and not be holding our breath until they come back. We can not feel crazy when our kings is leaving us to go to work, to go to the grocery store for us, to go to their job, which may be outside, like to take a jog for their physical health, like, you know, like just simple things for us spouses, to live our daughters
normally. We should have to be great. They're gonna come back home.
Like our daughters to sleep in their own bed and be okay. To not be in trouble for sleeping because that's what's normal. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's just so much. So That was a good video.
Bad video. Making rights.
Like, that's all we want. We want our, what was it, 4 acres and a mule?
Basic human rights. All we want.
Still ain't got it. But, so that was a video that came out to be. A lot of people were talking about it, not because of the context, but just because of the words that the little girl was saying. Which were prolific.
Did you see the video? Did you see the video of George Floyd's daughter?
Yeah,
she's like, my daddy changed the world.
But she's saying it, and she looks like it's really resonating with her. And she can see all those people outside. Like, just imagine.
My daddy, for my daddy. Like, he doesn't know that it is so, because all the people came from my daddy.
And
he changed the world.
And he did. Like, that is sad that these moments have to happen. For one, to show that we have good Black fathers. Because what I will say about that is we've seen so much how and heard he's a great father. Well, you know, he was a great family member, friend, worship leader, and a father. And she, her mother, his family, like, no one lets us forget that. This is a moment where they tried, but they failed. Where when one of us have been killed at the hands of someone else's ignorance,
they made try to bring up the past and stuff.
And this was the first time in a long time, honestly, where it did not work. And the person who was killed's image is, like, the best, and it is what he is. Like, we're seeing, we're learning who he was, pure in the flesh. No bullshit. Yep. We're just, you know, it's being backed up by his children, by the mother of his child, by his worship friends, by his coworkers, by, like, everybody's in agreement. People that you saw him was in agreement. So I'm happy about that. I have been seeing a lot of parents talk about how they're teaching this to their kids, like what they're saying. And more so crazy, not crazy enough, but more so a lot of like mothers having just conversations with their boys. But I don't think that's the only thing. I think it should go both ways.
Right.
Because is that necessary? Yes. I mean, if you only got a son, that's all you got to do. But I think we shouldn't shy too far away from our daughters because it affects both. I think it just, it sucks. And it's kind of crazy that the conversation that we was already starting to have with our boys after Trayvon Martin. And we were what, high school, middle school, high school? Then now, fast forward to us being parents ourselves, we're now having to contemplate how to have these conversations with elementary school kids.
Yeah. So I had a small conversation about race with Carmen. Mm-hmm. You know, we went down to my mom's this past weekend, and there was a little girl there. She was Black, but when we got in the car to come back home, Carmen's like, I don't want to play with her anymore, Mom, because she was mean.
Ooh.
And so when I got home, you know, I was kind of just, you know, thinking about, you know, the weekend and, you know, thinking about the car ride and everything. And that came to me and I was like, I could use that as an opportunity to, you know, talk to her. Mm-hmm. So when she came in the living room, I was like, you know, you remember you were telling me that so-and-so was, you know, being mean to you and you didn't want to play with her anymore. And she was like, yeah. So I was like, well, you know, sometimes there are just mean people in the world. I was like, and I don't know what she did that, you know, made you feel like she was mean. I said, but there are going to be some people who just are mean to you because your skin is brown. I said, right. And that's not okay, is it? And she's like, no. And so I'm like, but when it happens, you kind of just got to ignore them. You know, I said, you can get mad. I said, but you just ignore people. I said, some people are just mean and you just have to let them be that way and you just ignore them. I said, but if anyone is ever mean to you because of your skin, you let mommy know. And so, you know, she didn't really ask too many questions, but I took the initiative to, you know,
start
open the dialogue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, which is great. Like, I think
she doesn't really understand because She thinks I'm white.
She thinks you are?
Yeah, she thinks that anybody who is fair skinned is white.
But that shows how pure their minds are.
Right.
Her.
Right. So
this really goes back to
her. Her dad is black, she's brown, and mommy is white.
But that goes to really show you how simple and pure our kids think about things. Like,
now,
Kyle,
her teacher,
like, when we go out,
was an actual white woman, but she doesn't understand that me and her teacher aren't the same thing. She, mommy is light, and so she thinks that I'm white. Any light person, like their old babysitter, she was light. And so that's how I actually found out that she thought that I was white, because she was like, Miss So-and-so is white. And I'm like, so okay. What color is mommy? And she was like,
white. Tyler be like, he says, I'm yellow. You're light yellow. No, we say, you're like a light brown. Daddy's dark brown, but I'm yellow. When I'm like,
so okay. Cam says that I'm yellow. And they argue because Cam's like, no, mommy's yellow. And Karma's like, no, mommy's white.
They see us, we sing. Kind of close over there. He was like, that says something about. Something about him acting like a black kid. Something he was doing. He was like, no, I'm a yellow kid. I'm like, you are.
Kids are
you
are. What?
you definitely are. You're correct. You're yellow. You're correct, son. But that's funny. Damn, I gotta ask Kyler what he think you are, what color he think you are. I gotta see what he said. I'll tell you what he said. He probably gonna say yellow, though. But, because y'all the same color. He's like, she yellow like me.
So I really wonder what is why Carmen thinks that I'm white and Cam thinks yellow.
It might be a boy girl thing. You know, it might be for real. You know, they seem like for real, we realize to this day that we stay different from me anyway, but
yeah.
That's what it is. But so we pretty much covered everything we wanted to talk about today. Is there what are your final thoughts as far as, I know everyone's final thoughts is they want this shit to stick. And what the justice we want is to be served and, you know, all that. But amongst all of the what we know, what are your final thoughts?
I really hope that all of this shows us how much we really need each other.
Right.
Like, one, how Black people really need to come together and really, like, really come together, because we really need each other. Like, there are power in numbers, and if we can come together, then we can accomplish more together than we can anything. But not just the Black people coming together. Like, we all need each other. Like, this world does not work with just white people. This world does not work with just Black people. This world does not work with just Asian or Dominican or Hispanic. Like, we all have to come together because we all need each other.
All right.
And the quicker people realize that, like, the world would literally be a better place. Like, we all need each other. Like, we need each other.
That's true. I feel, to pick up what you said, I pretty much feel the same way. One of the biggest things I'm loving is how, you know, this is from like a social aspect, but you know, growing up, being in school, with we're in such a social media age, it's always the motherfuckers that be on Instagram and Facebook got so much to say about everything that's irrelevant. Everything that's irrelevant, got the mics and shit on, you know, when they get their likes and shit, it really shows you where people's priorities lie and what they really know, what they don't know, because those same people we have not seen all week. I know I have it anyway. But, and it, I love also how it's showing how educated we are. And it's not a hierarchy, who's smarter than who, but I love how it's showing how Black men, women, how we're very smart, and we know more than it is alluded to us, and what it has been said that we know. I just, the overall picture from everything that's been happening this week, I just love to see the positive images of us that we have been talked about for so long are coming out. It's sad that it has to come out that we're good parents because we're trying to sue our kids something, or that we're good parents because we've been killed for somebody putting their knee on our neck for 9 minutes. But you hear from the child that this was a great man. Or it's sad that you have to hear that or see that we're smart as shit, but you don't understand that until we've organized a protest and we're out there chanting things and explaining things to you that you didn't even fucking know yourself. But you hate us. So like it's just, you know, sad that this has taken that to happen. And damn, it's even sadder that we're like the best employees, but you're so confused and scared to be around us now because this has you looking at yourself and your own racial prejudices you didn't even know you was doing every day. So now you feel like a dickhead. So
dickhead conscience is eating you up.
So I just pray for those, like you said, that are having that guilty conscience. Once it's starting now, last week, yesterday, they just do better. We all, well, I know we are for sure. We're Christians and we have forgiven spirits, right? I forget, we do forgive. But they just build on and do better. And those who can't get right, just move to wherever the orange-headed man is going to be, because you're not going to be welcome here once this is all over.
So move into one of his towels.
Go ahead. He's going to lose that dude, but...
Look, I'm so surprised that the New York Knicks didn't go to that building. Like, what the fuck were they thinking? Like, all the shit that y'all burnt up. You burnt up the stores and shit that you got to go to, but you didn't go burn that shit up? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Because they know. They know he dumber. And they like, and they like, no, I don't got time to be doing his shit. We already getting locked up for being out here.
You should have got locked up for some shit that fucking matters.
You know, like, we, the last thing we do is get life because we burnt his shit.
That's the crazy side coming out. That's the crazy side coming out.
Well, he didn't, you was the one telling me that he been hiding in his bunker. Because he's so scared.
He talking about, he said he was in hiding in the bunker. He went down to do an inspection. So the man who was reporting was like,
why is he expecting anything to say president?
The man who reported it was like, I mean, well, if he was inspecting it, why was Melania and his son with him? They wouldn't be doing any inspection drills. Y'all asses were scared, so you were hiding.
He didn't know what was happening. He didn't know what his worries take at. He's so fucking stupid. But yeah, so that pretty much brings us to the end of this episode. We're definitely... feel like this need to be discussed. We're working on trying to give you guys video content. Bear with us. Hopefully next episode my nose will not be running and Tiffany will not be sounding like a robot for 2 seconds of it. So like next episode I'm gonna have a little bum, a little chink chink bang, and a cute little bun if I can get it to do right. So I gotta tell you to do it first. We're kind of struggling with this, but then I gotta get my equipment right. But oh, but then we still can record it though because I have my camera now. So
and that works.
But yeah, so this has been another episode of Confessions of Millennial MILFs, and I'm Ashley.
I'm Tiffany. I'll take some deep breaths, some breathing, tapping, some meditating. It's
I've been breathing on my Apple Watch. I never paid any man until now. So, but it be coming in handy though. It's kind
of take care of your mental health, y'all.
Yes, please and thank you. Bye. Okay.